Come on along, WTIP. Protect yourself from the mosquitoes. We're going out on the bog. I'm hearing a little back from the edge of the water here. There's kind of a ditch and bog beyond. I'm hearing a black and white warbler. The black and white warbler is black and white, kind of in a stripy pattern. And they feed by kind of crawling, clambering up and down branches and trunks of trees instead of flitting from branch to branch. So they're kind of distinguished that way. They nest on the ground and they make that high little wee, wee, wee sound. I'm stopping here to say that I'm hearing in the distance a Wilson's warbler. And they're very uncommon anywhere. There are a few nesting records. That was it. There are a few nesting records in Minnesota, and one of the areas that we know it to be nesting in Cook County is this particular bog. So I'm going to try to get a little closer. I'm waiting to hear the Wilson sing again. There it is, right on schedule. Pretty neat. The Wilson's warbler has a lot of yellow on it and has a little black cap. I do mean cap, it's not a hood or anything like that, but right on top of its head it's got a little black cap. And it's a pretty distinctive song. I don't know how to explain it in words. The Wilson's warbler, I think they nest here. We've certainly heard them for a number of different summers. And there's usually more than one pair, too. The first nesting record was found by a birder who located a nest in some really, really brushy areas. And what I'm looking at is really, really brushy. This is a bog, but this is a little brushy area within the bog. He moved away a little bit. But anyway, that's the Wilson's warbler. Very, very unusual and fun to see. That was the song of a song sparrow. Song sparrow songs are pretty variable, so kind of tough to characterize them. And you're as likely to hear a song sparrow at the edge of your yard or on a brush pile that you've made as out here. Witchety, witchety, witchety. That's the sound of the common yellowthroat. And there's the song sparrow. And another song sparrow. And in between there, these two competing song sparrows, you can hear that witchety, 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 which is the common yellowthroat, which is a warbler. It's one thing you learn, it's kind of hard to pick songs out, separate them from each other. It's easier for me. I'm standing here and I have direction. I have one song sparrow to my right and one to my left, and then I have the little common yellowthroat singing straight ahead of me. The little yellowthroat looks like a little bandit. The little male has a black mask over yellow. It's quite a stunning little bird to see. There's actually lots and lots of Nashvilles in this bog. They're singing chippa 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 chitty chitty chitty. And there's all different tones and varieties, but it's always that same song, and there's just lots of them here. It's hard to pick them out. And that was the Nashville a little bit closer, so you can actually hear it over the rest of the birds. Thanks for coming. This is Molly Hoffman on a bog in Cook County for WTIP.